Hello and welcome.
We're doing it live.
We're doing it live. This is the a Q&A episode, which I feel like it's been quite a while since we've done a Q&A episode.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Months. Many months.
But I was smart and I saved the phone number in my notes.
Yeah.
So I was yesterday like, hey, buddy. Yo, dude. Let's do a Q&A. And I went, all right. I got that number in my notes. And yeah. Then a tweet later... And we have some.
We got some questions. It's cool talking to people about the podcast after the shows and stuff. So it's cool that people care enough to ask questions and be a part of it. I think
you think someone named Karen likes the show?
Karen?
Yeah. Karen cares enough?
Yeah. You know, cuz this is kind of our own little world, you know,
this is you and me, man.
This is the band doesn't, they don't listen to the podcast, they don't know what's going on in the podcast world. This is me and you and the thousands of people that listen to it. We got our own little tiny group.
Watch this. Fuck you, Jared. He's never gonna know. He's never, don't tell him.
don't tell him.
But he won't know.
Sick. Well,
someone's definitely gonna tell him that I said that. You know I don't mean it, buddy. I don't mean it, bro.
I know
we're doing.
What's been your favorite episode of the podcast so far? You think? What's been your most fun to record or most fun thing?
Tim, the first Tim.
Okay.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
What's yours?
I'm just curious. I figure this is a very podcast specific episode. We can talk about.
The
podcast we're talking
is
about.
Is that like, what are they called?
Meta.
Meta, yeah.
I like the one with Ryan. Multimlow.
Yeah, that was a good
that
one.
That one's like
that was the first
like,
one. That was the
felt,
first one.
Felt good after.
The first one that felt good.
Yeah.
Then there was a few after that I was like,
oh, this sucks.
This is. Yeah. Like, yo, dude, you're my friend, but you're boring.
Yeah.
I felt like that before.
Yeah.
Only maybe once.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're just going to kind of make this one very casual and loose. So we'll answer some of your questions and here
I have this. Wait, should I do the intro then?
No.
What? Why?
Okay, yeah, do it.
Wait. This is my favorite episode.
Yeah.
All right.
Just,
are we doing the, yeah.
We got to wait for that to end though.
No, you don't.
No?
No, because this is the other button.
Oh, yeah.
All
right, cool.
It's still going though.
Yeah. All right, here's the first question.
Hey guys, this is Emma from Lincoln, Nebraska. And
hello, Emma.
I have probably a silly question for you. I recently was at your Back on Tour shows, one in Iowa City and one in Omaha, and I know how warm I get at a concert, and then I watch you guys up in your suits, long pants, long sleeves, and all that jazz, and I know you all have to be way hotter than we all are in the crowd, because you also have the lights on you. So, what I'm wondering is how many sets of your suits do you guys each have? And, or I guess, how often are you guys finding yourselves having to do laundry while you're on tour or just getting comfortable with wearing your clothes in the capacity that they are in from a previous show if you can't have it clean? Again, like I said, probably a silly question, but sometimes I just can't seem to shake it. So,
well, thank you very much for your question. So,
funny thing is,
we only have one.
Yes.
One each. So they are dirty. My original thought was that, oh, we'll take them to get dry cleaned. And then you find out that really there's no dry cleaners that will do it and give it back to you in the same day.
It's hard to find.
So
actually,
almost
impossible.
So we end up a lot of times we'll go a whole tour without washing the suits.
Yeah.
The suits themselves don't smell that
I think,
bad.
I mean,
the
I have never
do.
Okay. Not only have I never or I don't wash the brown tan one.
Yeah.
On tour, I've never washed that fucker ever. I never have. And if you smelled it, you'd be fine.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe the pants have gotten washed.
Yeah.
That area is disgusting. But my pits and stuff,
yeah.
You just gotta wash
the
shirt.
The undershirts, those get bad pretty fast.
Yeah. I have like two.
Yeah. I have two or three.
And then maybe like halfway through the tour, I'm like, fuck, this one's done.
Yeah.
And then I throw that out and then I get a new one.
Yeah.
Because you can't, you don't wanna give that to Goodwill or something. Yeah. That'd be rude.
But we have like on Warped Tour, on off days, Tanner sometimes would wash our suits in a bathtub at a at a hotel, and then we'd let them like air dry.
He said the water every time was
just black. Yeah.
Yeah. Insane. Ugh. I'm so happy. I mean, I'm not happy that he did that for him. I'm happy that he did that because that was very nice of him.
Yeah.
So yeah, we have one and they rarely get washed. And yes, we sweat a lot. Tons.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't tell you how many fucking times I put those goddamn pants on and they're still wet.
From the show before.
Yeah, or the shirt or, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, almost every time.
But
and we fucking suck so bad because everyone's gotten so used to hanging them, mm-hmm. which is I hate doing. Like, our back lounge is just full of fucking dirty, wet clothes.
Yeah.
And then some of the guys think it's cool to hang just their normal shit like that now.
Yeah,
you notice
that? Yeah.
The back lounge is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Well, somebody in the band hangs their stuff.
I know.
Over the bus driver area.
Very rude.
Which, that is rude. And then forgets.
Every
put
time.
It back. So sometimes before I go to bed, if I see it, I will grab it and put it in the back so that way the bus driver doesn't have to deal with.
Actually, there's two rude
suit.
There's two rude guys.
Yeah.
There's the one that does that. It's very mean. And then there's the other one who does it in the back and doesn't and just leaves them there.
Yeah.
And then just oh shit, sorry.
Yeah.
Oh shit, sorry. Can you tell I'm a little bummed? I'm a little
Alright, we'll get to the next question.
No, I'm fucking pissed.
Hey guys, it's me, Sawyer here. I met you guys a couple times this year on tour. I have a little question. My question I've been waiting to ask for a very long time. My question is, who did the spoken word tracks on Love is a Little Lonely? I've been wondering forever who it is. My friends think it might be just like John, you know, and the vocals like slowed down or morphed or whatever, but I hope it's not too big of a secret and you can, you know, tell us. All right, I will can't wait to see you guys in the mirror tour. Thanks, bye bye.
Thank you for your question. So it is not a big secret. It is not John. It is a female. She is a singer, and I am going to feel like a jerk because I can't remember her name off the top of my head. She is a friend of Sean from the Centuries, or from the Technicolors.
Yeah.
And she just came by and did it very quickly while we were doing other things. I did not honestly interact with her very much, but she did a great job doing them. And then, yes, we did add, like,
effects to it.
Effects to it to make it sound ambiguous as to who it would have been.
Mm-hmm.
But it is not John. It is a female.
Yep.
So that is the answer.
That's the
to your question.
The true answer.
Next
Hi,
question.
This is Emily in Gilbert, Arizona, and
ooh.
I wanted
we're
to
very
ask
close.
About the different ways that you encourage fans to give back on show days. I remember doing it during 8123 Fest, and I'm just wondering if you've ever thought of expanding that into a more long-term initiative and how you would like to go about doing that or what kind of initiative you would like to create.
Yeah, so we have 8123 Impact, which we do things I feel fairly consistent right now. I mean, at least, you know, every other month, I would say we have some type of thing, and you know, some things we don't necessarily talk about publicly all that much. Like the other day, we went and donated a guitar, to a young man. I guess if you explain a little bit of the backstory on that.
Like. Yeah, he was from Africa.
Yeah.
And he and his family got split up, him and his father, because of the wars that are happening there.
Yeah.
And so him and his father had to flee one way, and then the rest of his family fled another way. And lots of things have happened.
Yeah, but he eventually was in a program and was able to come here.
Yeah. But he had to something he did
at home. Yeah.
He would play guitar for everyone and sing. And so, but he had to leave his guitar when he came to the United States. So he's been here for about 5 months.
Yeah.
And we heard about the story, and we thought it would be really cool to
help so him we out. gave him a guitar,
and thanks to Fender for helping us out with that.
Yeah, and so I mean we're always trying to do things, and some things we just kind of do on our own, and some things we make put out in the public to have other people come and help with. But it is definitely something we'll be doing more of on the On the Mirror tour, and
Chelsea's great about all that.
Yeah. So, So we will be
help people, even if it isn't. Just go help people.
People helping
people.
People. All right, this one's for you, Garrett.
What's up, guys? My name is Gleis. I'm from Brazil. I would like to know if you guys enjoy the second Star Wars trilogy, and why?
Wars trilogy. Do you enjoy it?
Like, as in what's happening right now?
I guess so, yeah.
Is this the... Well, because there's the prequels.
Yeah.
Which happened in the 90s.
Yeah.
And then there's the originals. And then there's the sequels.
Yeah.
But it's not the second sequels.
I don't know, man.
Okay. Well,
Which ones do you like? Which ones do you hate? You know,
I'm into it. It's I mean, of course they're not my favorite, but
Of course. How come? Of course.
Because how do you? Empire Strikes Back is one of the best movies of all time.
Well, maybe they'll make one. Maybe this next one will be better.
It could be.
Yeah.
I haven't fucking seen it,
I'm
Pat.
I'm just saying.
The Last Jedi was not better than Empire Strikes Back. If you're putting it,
we
got to
be optimistic.
But it's hell of a better than fucking Attack of the Clones.
All right.
But well, I also don't hate the prequels.
Okay.
I'm not a hater. There's definitely flaws, but the basic story is pretty wonderful.
Okay.
If you wipe it away and you just maybe if it was a book, you'd be like, wow, that was cool. Thanks for writing that book.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, they're cool. Solo was my least favorite, I think.
Okay. Cool. Well,
is this a tweeted?
Yeah, let's do a transitional song now.
Ooh. Okay. What's this sound like? Oh, I did that one.
Yeah, no,
maybe
that's
if
good.
I mix it.
Ooh, welcome to the Twitter.
This is the
section of the Q&A show.
That was fucking awesome.
Tweet.
That's so good.
I
know that's there now.
Yeah, there we go.
The live show, baby.
All right. If you had to get a tattoo, what would it be? I guess that would be for me.
Yep.
Since you have tattoos, I would get an 8123 tattoo, and I think I would actually consider it, but I don't know. We'll see.
I have one of those.
Yeah. Garrett, what's your favorite cocktail?
Cocktail?
Should I be saying who these are from?
I don't care.
Okay, this is from at unloss, but it's like with a V instead of a U. Or no, with a V instead of an O. Okay.
Von Lost?
Unloss. What's your favorite tattoo?
My favorite tattoo?
Sorry. Cocktail.
A Boulevardier. It's like a Negroni, but whiskey instead of gin.
Mm.
It's so fucking fancy.
Wow.
You hear how fancy that was?
Yeah. This is Alex Nicole, but it's like an 8 instead of an A. I don't know how
people
to say
are,
that.
People are, yeah. Interesting.
How long is the set list on the Mirror Tour?
Longest in that we've done in many years.
Yes.
We realized that an hour 15 is about where we like to play. This is
longer than
that.
Yeah.
By a decent amount.
Yeah. Sarah, oh, she wants to know what's our favorite thing about London.
About what? I like London.
Wagamama? I don't
know. Yeah. It's funny because how much we complain about the food. The thing that we might like the most is
food.
Is
yeah. I've had a good time singing karaoke in London. You know.
Oh yeah, I know. I've said it.
Yeah.
It's like a, it's just like, there's something about big cities that.
There's an energy.
There's an
to
energy
it, yeah.
to a big city. I guess we've been playing Camden a lot, and that's not London.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I think it.
We're gonna get so much shit for this.
Yeah. Whatever.
But if it is, that Camden Market's awesome. Yeah. Love that place. That fucking rave place.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's insane.
That's
I wanted
cool
to go
story.
And buy so many boots in there. And then I always chicken out and don't go. Wow.
Are there Oh, favorite song to play live from Forever Halloween. This is from Trey Stelma.
From Forever Halloween. It was definitely Run for a while.
Run, yeah.
But I've been pretty bored with it recently. Like the last couple times, it hasn't been my favorite. Probably Forever Halloween then. That hasn't lost its steam with me.
Okay.
What? You're acting like that doesn't matter.
No,
we're
it
supposed
does.
To be a fucking conversation. You're speeding through these tweets.
All right. Come on, man.
Okay.
You know.
Whatever. Fine. Go to the next one.
I think there are songs we haven't played in a while that I might like playing.
See?
Come to the Mirror Tour. Find out for yourself.
Oh, shit.
Teaser.
Plugging it.
What's your favorite type of potato from Hysteric and Young?
Favorite type of potato? Like how to cook a potato?
That's what we're gonna say. Not like, do you like a russet potato or a red potato or whatever they, you know, all the different kinds they have.
Yeah.
Or a
sweet potato.
I like I guess like kind of like breakfast potatoes, but maybe when they're done like for dinner, like chunks of potato that are pan fried.
I'm going to say, well,
yeah, like,
very
you know,
similar,
you know what I'm saying?
But
like,
so I have a new thing I've been doing. Get the little potatoes and then you get them so they're smushy.
Yeah.
Put them in the freezer for a little bit, 20 minutes, take them out, smash them so they're
thin
yeah. but still together. Then you fry them. Some garlic, salt, pepper. It's fucking epic.
That sounds
so
great.
So, whatever. I'm going to call them smashed potatoes.
Smashed potatoes.
But they're not.
Yeah. Okay.
Smashed potatoes. What you think? They're a different type. They're this new 2019 version, even though I've been doing it since, like, 2017.
let's see. I'm trying to find some good ones here. All right, this is for you. This is from. It's kind of like O'Callaghan, but different.
Okay. At O'Callaghan, different.
But different.
That'd be crazy if that's what it was. At, but kind of.
What's your favorite The Office character and why?
Well, the go-to is Michael Scott. But if we're going to go really in the depths.
You see, because like then you don't sound like a true, like if you say like.
I mean, he's by far
Michael
the
Scott
best.
Or Dwight, like you don't seem like a. You know, like a hardcore fan.
Well,
know?
I know, but I'm about to lose this because I can't fucking remember his name.
God.
It's Dwight's assistant that when he buys the office, what's his fucking name? He's in like so short amount of like he's in like very rarely, but he's a very funny character. What's his fucking name? I don't remember. If you know the show, he's the one that tries to get the beehive out of the tree by using a bat. And then also, they're trying to save money on toilet paper, so he splits the plies, so it's like half of a ply. And then he's funny. I forget what his fucking name is. I seem like an idiot.
Hey, it's okay.
I don't care that much.
I
seem like an idiot. I don't feel like an idiot.
It's from Kelly. How was the experience for you all with throwing out the first pitch of the Diamondbacks game? How did the opportunity come about?
Shout out to our friend Kristen. She works for the Diamondbacks. And she like has been telling them to do it for years. Hey, my friends, they're from here and they should do it. And then we did the festival and then her boss brought it up like it was his idea.
Yeah.
And she was like, I've been telling you about this band for like so long. And then because he finally was like, yeah, let's do it. And then it was, I loved it.
Yeah.
I thought the pitch part of it was so fast and whatever, but the whole day was like fun.
Yeah, we got to like hang out on the field and talk to some baseball players.
Some baseball dudes.
It was like a little weird, like that one dude. He asked us if we wanted to take a picture with him.
They both did that.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've done that with people when I don't know what to talk about anymore. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you want a photo?
Yeah. But like, I guess that's kind of more in the context of like when we're doing like a meet and greet. So it's like, everybody else is kind of there to take a picture.
But what if he was asking us? Because
he wanted the picture. Yeah.
Yeah. Because he got the girl that was taking the photos.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you guys want to take a photo?
Yeah.
And then he, take it that way.
All right.
But I realized that a coach is not called a coach. He's a manager.
Manager, yes.
Which is, huh?
Yeah.
But I talked to him, and he was really cool. And now I am honestly the biggest Diamondback.
when I was next to Tim, and someone walked up, and like they said, oh yeah, like. Let's go take a picture of the manager. And I told him, oh yeah, we're gonna go take a picture of the manager. All right, cool, I'm coming. Which is a funny joke.
Yeah, that is a funny joke
because he's like the manager of our band.
Yep.
Know? So it's a,
no
joke.
But honestly, it made me like, no, I'm not a baseball guy at all, but I like now want to like super root for them.
Yeah,
it made me feel connected. So they won. They fucking won.
They won, man.
They got a new guy. They got a new homie.
I just can't sit through a baseball game, though.
It's so long.
I was at the game. I didn't really watch one play happen, to be honest. I just can't. I just can't get into baseball. It's just...
You're talking a new baseball guy right here.
The fact that you're saying that... He's getting offended.
I'm mad.
Getting offended. This is the new soccer or football. Oh man.
Should I play some more sounds when this is happening? Do you have any spooky questions?
Oh man.
Is it bad? Are there so many that you don't know, or is there not any? So
there's a lot. It's just a lot of the same, and then some things that maybe we don't know the answer of right now.
Oh.
DC or Marvel?
I mean, Batman's better than anything in Marvel, but Marvel overall.
Okay. I don't have an opinion, but I thought The Dark Knight was one of my favorite.
And which one is that?
My favorite movie. But I don't know.
Which one is it?
I don't know.
What is it?
DC.
Nice.
Because, like, Marvel is more the, like...
What?
Like... superhero type people.
Fuck. They're all.
I mean, like, Batman feels more like I'm just a regular guy.
At least I mean, he doesn't have power, so you're right. He's just rich.
Yeah.
He's a rich emo guy.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
See, I can relate.
You're rich and emo.
I'm not rich. I feel like I can connect with that movie a lot more than any of the other ones that seem a little more,
because Superman sucks.
Okay,
and he's DC. That's what I was saying. Okay. I hate Superman.
Yeah,
how do you stop that?
Kryptonite.
But fuck that. Yeah. They had to write it in because he could literally do whatever. Batman, he's flawed. That's why I back this Robert Pattinson guy. He seems like an emo kid.
So what? He's gonna play.
Who? I heard he's gonna be the new Batman, and everyone's giving him shit. And I was like, that. To me, that nails it. Like, he seems more than fucking Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Affleck. he seems like an emo. He's got some something in his heart. It's a little sad.
Something dark.
Kristen Stewart made him sad.
All right. Last question. How is the Mirror Tour going to be different from past tours? Are you allowed to disclose any exclusive details?
Whoa. Okay, I got something.
What do you got?
If this was a video podcast, I have the set list pulled up.
Oh, God.
Oh, but it's not. It's not, so no details there. Okay, no, I got one.
Okay.
We are playing the song Slip the Noose.
People probably could have guessed that.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe not. I don't know. Let's see.
Give them the deets. Spill the tea.
What makes it different? What makes it different is that it's going to... it's going to feel like kind of a all-encompassing experience from when you get to the venue till the end of the night. Our show is going to feel, I think, larger than life. Don't be subtle.
Keeping that going.
Keeping that, yeah. Yeah, I think... it's going to be cool. I don't want to tell too much. We're going to be bringing things out kind of in phases, but the actual show, you know, I want you to come see it in person. So,
yeah.
And
we're just trying to make something bigger than we've ever done.
Yeah. So that's it. This is the Q&A episode.
Yeah.
Thanks for your questions on Twitter. Thanks for calling the hotline. And yeah, we'll be back.
I should have hotline bling in there so I can hit it next time.
Okay.
So I go. How's that song even go?
I was going to start singing it, then I stopped myself.
Oh, okay.
All right. Roll the outro.
Rolling.
Thanks for the questions.
Henry Rollins.